Even by the end of the 19th century, Lestac was a busy little market town with around 20 brick and tile manufacturers. Then, it was about 10 kilometers from Marseille, although now it is part of the industrial suburbs of the city. Lestac is only about 30 kilometers from Aix-en-Provence, and Cézanne's first recorded visit to the town took place in 1864. It is probable, as John Ruwald suggests, that for several years before then, Cézanne's mother had been renting a fisherman's cottage there during the summer months. The blue waters of the Mediterranean held a strong attraction for the young Paul, and later, in Mes Confidences, he said that swimming was his favorite means of relaxation. Lestac became the refuge to which he escaped from family conflicts. He went there with Hortense Fiquet during the Franco-Prussian War, 1870 to 1871, and it was there that he painted his first outdoor studies, a vertiginous snowscape and a bay in evening light. In 1876, he painted several coastal views for the collector Victor Choquet, including red roofs against the blue sea. He was enchanted by the place, with the rocks overhanging the bay, the vivid blue of the Bay of Marseille, and the always green vegetation. Some subjects demand 3 or 4 months' work, but it is possible to take the time because the vegetation does not change. I am talking about the olive trees and pines, which are evergreen, he told Pissarro in 1876. In 1883, he rented a small house with a garden near the railway station in the Chateau Bovis district. In 1883, he wrote to Zola, "There are some beautiful views. If you go up to the tops of the hills at sunset, you will have a fine panoramic view of Marseille and the islands, bathed in the wonderful evening light." He worked on this view of the Bay of Marseille until the end of the 1880s, with the town of Lestac and its chimneys in the foreground, surrounded by the mountains and the great circle of the horizon, where the sea meets the sky. This imposing landscape also inspired Zola, who knew the place well. In his novel, Naïs Miquelin, Zola wrote, "The countryside is superb. Rocks embrace the bay on both sides, while the islands in the distance stand out against the horizon. The sea is nothing but a vast pool, a lake of intense blue when the weather is fine. Beginning at Marseille, the coastline curls round and digs out inlets before reaching Lestac, edged with its factories, which from time to time send out plumes of smoke. When the sun is at its highest, the sea looks almost black and seems to be asleep between two headlands of rock, all white with warm touches of yellow and brown. Pine trees appear like green stains on the red earth. It is a vast picture, like a glimpse of a corner of the Far East appearing against the jarring glare of daylight." Lestac, seen across the Bay of Marseille, was the first of Cézanne's paintings to be included in a French national collection when it was part of the Caillebotte bequest in 1894. In 1881 to 1885, a factory was established in the Rio Valley to exploit the minerals of the Rio Tinto, and this seems to coincide with Cézanne's departure. He was disgusted by the disfiguring industrial development. Unlike the Impressionists, who were interested in modernity, he included factory chimneys in his paintings, only to indicate their presence in the landscape, rather than from a wish to illustrate the poetry of modern life. He disapproved of the savage intrusions into a familiar scene, and in 1902 he wrote to his niece, "I remember perfectly L'Establon and the once picturesque shore at Lestac. Unfortunately, this so-called progress is nothing more than invasion by two-legged animals who are not happy until they have transformed everything into hideous keys with gas burners, or, even worse, with electric lights. What times we are living in. What to Cézanne was so distasteful, however, found favor in the eyes of the following generation of artists. And at the beginning of the 20th century, Fauvists and Cubists, such as Derain, Dufy, and Braque, set up their easels on the shores of Lestat.